Greetings and salutations, Audioboo. Step once more into the world of Watts with me, your host, DJ Watts 83. Well, what to tell you about this week? Quite a bit of news, actually. Mostly from the world of entertainment that I find quite interesting and some of it quite sad. Let's get some of the more negative ones out of the way. And say it's an absolute shock what happened with the Ultimate Warrior, and obviously, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to his family. You know, he survived by his wife and two daughters at the age of 54, and the guy being a supreme fitness guru. I mean, it is a shock, but I can't help shaking the feeling that maybe. And I know that everyone's automatically going to look towards this, but I can't help shaking the feeling that maybe steroids did have something to do with it. Plus the fact that the strains and stresses of the business itself. I mean, people all, you know, the people who aren't necessarily fans of the business will turn around and say, oh, it's all fake, they're not really fighting. But the reality is there are still a lot of dangers, and injuries are very real. And so is the exploits it still takes upon your body. True, it doesn't take as much on your body as, for instance, the UFC does, but at least the UFC guys, with respect to them, have longer recuperation times between their matches. These guys often are doing house shows all the way through the week and then doing the Monday Night Raw, you know, Friday Night SmackDown and whatever, and then doing the pay-per-views on top of that on the Sundays. So naturally, you know, it's going to take major strain, but I do feel that, you know, steroids had a part to play in it. It's just my initial feeling. I haven't seen any further on what the police have said. Also, the fiasco at the King Power Stadium, on Tuesday night. I mean, fair play, Brighton, you were the better team. Fully deserved it. It was almost like our guys were still hungover from the partying they'd been doing. You know, I mean, these guys need to remember, and no disrespect, I know they're only human, but, you know, you're being paid a lot of money, right, to be professional. That's the very least you can do. Just be professional. You know, the season's not over yet. We can still blow the title with more performances like that. We need to switch back on, finish the job, then we can worry about it after the Doncaster match. You know, because you got to remember, ultimately, people are still paying good money to come and see you play, so do it properly. Also, another shock that came this week at WrestleMania, the Undertaker streak. What is it about these streaks? Undertaker went now 21-1. Leicester were 21 unbeaten until Tuesday. So, yeah, I mean, it was a shock, I think, more based on who was given the nod to end the streak. Because with all due respect to Brock Lesnar, for me, in that particular form of wrestling, he hasn't done enough to have earned that honour. Definitely, he's a legitimate hard man, and if it was a real fight for real, I dare say he probably would have beaten The Undertaker, aka Mark Calloway, anyway. But it's not. And the fact is that that was the one thing that needed to be done in a particular way. They needed to utilise the ending of the streak to build and push the next generation. And there was only one from this current crop that, for me, could have realistically done it while keeping Taker's immortality intact, if you would. Bear in mind, he's the dead man. He sits up from everything and all that. This is how I'd have done it. I'd have built him for Bray Wyatt, Mania 31, next year. The Wyatt family get involved, the referee gets knocked out, and then like a 5 to 10 minute beatdown, right? And it's got to be brutal, it's got to be vicious, it's got to look the part, it's got to look authentic, to the point where literally no one could have survived it. That way, it'll always be a tainted one, but it'll be the passing of the torch onto the next generation of psychological character. And that's that, for me, now cannot happen because the first blemish on Taker's unblemished record at WrestleMania was given to him by Brock Lesnar, who, let's be honest, with, again, no disrespect intended, Brock Lesnar, obviously, genuine hard guy, genuine great athlete, but, you know, he's not going to be around for as long as Bray Wyatt in my eyes. You know, he's a part-timer anyway when it comes to this particular form of wrestling. Bray Wyatt is there week in, week out, telling stories, and he can carry the burden of what The Undertaker, in essence, is now going to leave as a void. I don't think it's going to be as big a void because of the fact that Bray Wyatt will be there to step in. But, I mean, cut a long story short, I think that who should have got the nod, I think it should have gone 22-0 this year, next year 22-1, and it should have been Bray Wyatt that got the nod to do it. Not really sure what else to tell you. I mean, a wonderful weekend, spent it with Tracy. Excellent general conference, lots of really good messages and a lot of food for thought and how to improve myself and be more prepared to help others around me, which I do like helping people anyway. Sometimes it can be a bit hard to communicate with certain people, particularly where I work, you know, at the time that I work, because they can come in drunk and you're trying to communicate with them, they don't understand what you're saying, you can hardly make out what they're trying to say, and then eventually they're going to be the first ones that lose their heads with you, and you have to sort of step back and try to calm the situation down. So, yeah, it can be very, very tricky, to say the least. But the fact that it's still an income, and I can use that income to work towards maybe making, you know, I mean, one thing I really would like to do is I'd like to settle down with Tracy. I don't want to say too much more on that one. We'll see how life, you know, where life takes us. I hope it takes us in that direction. But we had a wonderful general conference and a wonderful weekend together. Celebrated City's promotion when it was confirmed on the Saturday. But I didn't get much sleep at that point in time, though, simply because of the fact that I was just like, on the Saturday, because I had Saturday and Sunday off, I was like a kid on Christmas morning. You know, it's like, couldn't sleep. And then by the time we got to about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it was only adrenaline that was keeping you awake because your team had just been promoted officially. Yeah, so finally, you know, you managed to get home, and then you basically say, right, sorry, got to go to bed now, see you in the morning. So, but still, we did enjoy our time together. Oh, crumbs, have I been rambling this long? Sorry about that. Well, that's basically my week and some of the events of the week. I want to thank you very much for listening, guys, once more. Stay safe, and peace be with you until we meet again. Farewell.